And welcome to another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. This is your boy, Brentero here. And once again, I'm blessed to be inside Duquesne Radio Studio to be filming this episode here today with you. I'm very excited for this episode today. And because of the fact that I got two Blackhawk football players today, and that would be Lorenzo Jenkins and Denari Harris. Lorenzo is currently a senior. Denari is a sophomore. And we're going to, today, for all of you listening, we're going to learn a little bit more about these two Blackhawk studs. Not just football players, I'd say. I would consider these guys some studs. Lorenzo currently has an offer from Old Dominion University. He got that offer back in February. Denari, on the other hand, he's a sophomore. He's really been playing well this season. And if you told me that he would get a Division I offer at the end of this football season, I wouldn't be surprised at all because of his skill set and what he's doing so far at Blackhawk. They will be up with me shortly. But before they come on, I want to talk about just a little bit about some of the games that went on in week 5 and what I thought about some of the results to some of these games. You can easily start at the game I was at on Friday between Seneca Valley and Central Catholic. For all of you that saw that score, you might be thinking to yourselves, oh, wow, Central Catholic really destroyed Seneca Valley. Well, yeah, on the scoreboard, it did look like. But I could tell you, anyone who watched that game, it wasn't really 35-0. Central Catholic played a dominant 4 minutes in the first quarter in which they absolutely owned Seneca Valley and they couldn't do a single thing to stop them. But after those 4 minutes, it was pretty balanced and pretty even. Give Seneca Valley a whole lot of credit. I'm going to give them credit. Hopefully you do too. But don't get me wrong. Central Catholic deserved to win that game. But Seneca Valley played better than what the score really was. And if you don't play a good 48 minutes, you're going to lose. And Seneca Valley for 4 minutes in the first quarter didn't play well at all. And that's really the reason why they lost in week 5. So yeah, I enjoy filming that game. There were so many good highlights there. Another game I would like to talk about, North Allegheny at Mount Lebanon. I don't know what's going on with those Tigers right now. They competed against Central Catholic at home last week. Only lost 24-7, though, but they went on the road to Mount Lebanon, and they gave up 51 points. 51! I don't know what to say about that. All I know is that it's Mount Lebanon and Central Catholic next week. That's a conference championship on the line. I think that's a Whitfield championship. Whitfield championship preview. Another game that I was shocked to see was Peters Township at Upper St. Clair. The score of that, really, I was surprised about that. I mean, 31-3 Upper St. Clair. I thought I still think Sam Miller is a good QB though, but something must have not gone on right though. Getting smoked by them by 28. I know it was homecoming. It was the homecoming game for the Panthers, though, but still, they got smoked. Penn Trafford took care of business against Woodland Hills. North Hills defeated Kiski 14-10. That could have been game. If you told me that was game of the week, I would definitely believe that because of the idea that good defense, star players on both teams, and Kiski lost their first game of the season, dropping their record to 5-1. Armstrong and Mars, Caden Olson, Cover 3 Athletics Player of the Week. Congratulations to him. Rushed for 4 touchdowns, passed for a touchdown as well. Mars has had some good players over the years. Teddy Ruffner, just a guy to talk about from last year. He was pretty good running back. Now he's playing Division I baseball somewhere down south. I forget the score right off the top of my head, but very good athlete. They also have Michael Carmody, offensive lineman. But this is not the season for Mars right now. So Armstrong took care of business there. Chargers Valley at Blackhawk. We're gonna talk a little bit more about Or I should say, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that game with Lorenzo and Denari pretty soon, because the idea that that first half, Blackhawk was was with them the whole time. The whole time, I'm telling you. The whole time they were competing with them. And then the second half, Chorchers Valley just played better. And that's really all it came down to. It really was. And Quaker Valley, Central Valley. Honestly, Central Valley, like, no Amir Dudley, no Miles Walker, no Amarian Saunders, no Stephon Hall, and this team is still beating opponents just butt left and right. I'm not shocked, but just the idea, though, that they don't need Amir Dudley to, like, be kicking people's butts, I guess that's what's kind of surprising, I guess. But, hey, I mean, that's what happens when you have the arguably the best running back in the WPL and Landon Alexander. So, and you also have Sean and Brad Fitzsimmons. Sean on the offensive line. I mean, defensive line. And Brad just doing his thing on defense, too. I think he's a lineman, too. If he isn't, oh well. All I know is he's been making some type of role on defense, from what my people tell me. And so that's some of those games I was shocked. Not I was shocked, though, but that's some of those games that was worth mentioning. And also another shout-out to Jay Bird from Steel Valley, rushing for 5 touchdowns once again. Congratulations to him. He and the Ironmen were able to beat Ligonier Valley 40-0. So I give them a lot of credit, to be honest. But before I have Lorenzo and Denari come on, I just want to talk about real quick about some of these games that go on, that are going on this week. Well, not going on, though, but some teams I feel like they need to play. And that would be, if you ask me, Sarah Catholic, Stow Rocks. Both their opponents decided not to play this week. So both teams don't have an opponent. So, like, I feel like those two teams should play each other. Because the idea that they're both really good, I think both teams would only be better if they played each other. If you asked me, I think that matchup would potentially be a WPL Class 2A championship preview. We'll see if that matchup really happens or not. I hope those two schools would want to play each other. But I guess if they don't, maybe I wouldn't be surprised either. But it just sucks right now to see schools like Ligonier Valley and seeing LaSalle. They can't play because of injuries and COVID and all that. So it really sucks. I mean, it really does. But I don't know. What can go on? What can happen because of it? So a little bit more about Blackhawk real quick before both Lorenzo and Denari come on. Blackhawk, as I said, lost 28-13 over Chorchers Valley last week. This upcoming week, they play Montour, and we're going to see if they can start a new winning streak. They started the season 1-3, then beat Ambridge, then lost to CV. They're the reason why they're 2-4. So we're going to bring on Lorenzo and Denari, and we're going to learn more about Blackhawk football and how their season's been going so far. We're gonna wait for them. We'll see. They're about to connect. Their Wi-Fi seems to be a little slow, I think. Denari. No, Denari, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man? How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Lorenzo there with you as well?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, awesome to hear. Guys, I appreciate you taking time out of your night to come on and talk about some Blackhawk football with me. I really do appreciate that. And honestly, I'm going to get started, and I'm about to, all my audience listening, we're about to learn more about your team so far. So tell me, guys, Lorenzo, Denari, I really don't care who starts, though. with this question, though, but just tell me, I always ask every player this just because I'm interested to hear about how certain athletes start to love the sport that they play. So tell me how you both got into the game of football.
I'll go first. Football actually wasn't my first sport. I started playing soccer, and then my dad was one of the main people that got me into it, and I started playing at North Hills whenever I was in second grade, and ever since I started, it just took off. I like basically stopped playing at every other sport other than basketball, and it's been my love since then. So
yeah, just like he said, I started as a basketball player. I really wasn't into football, and then like when I got to eighth grade, I want to say, that's when I really started playing football, and I just took off with it.
That's good to hear for both of you guys. Tell me now, you guys probably don't like your coaches telling you this, and you probably won't like me telling you guys this, but of course you guys lost your first Parkway Conference game to Churchers Valley last week by a score 28-13. Your team was head-to-head, if you ask me, with them in the first half. So if you guys can tell me what happened overall to suffer that loss.
So, yeah, like you said, we were definitely with them throughout the first half. And going into the third quarter, we tried to make an emphasis to come out stronger than they did. But as throughout like the season, we haven't been coming out as strong in the third quarter. We've been outscored a lot in that quarter as well. So I just think that that's where the emphasis we've been putting on in practice. And yeah, it's just mainly that third quarter. We've been slipping away a little bit, and we're just trying to make a main focus to be a lot better in that area.
Well, for you guys, your team is 2-4 and have dropped 4 of the last 5 games. I mean, I will have all of you keep in mind, for all my audience listening, that 2 of those losses were against Central Valley, and they are considered one of the best teams in the state. And the other loss was to North Catholic, in which you all only lost by 1 point. And so, what has been practice like for both of you guys lately? I would imagine it can't be easy. I feel like practice has to be tougher knowing that you guys were in some games, but you guys lost, so I imagine practice wouldn't be as easy. So what has it been like so far this season?
Practice has really just been, like, very hard, and, like, we've just been working very hard, trying to get way better just, like, every day. Like, every practice, it's just work, 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 and try to get better each day.
Yeah, and like I said before, that those third quarters are really, really important in the games that we've lost. So I made it a point to the team to try to just whenever we do make a mistake, or to try to just fix it to a T, because those little things that our coaches tell us about, those are the things that are gonna be able to help us in those third and fourth quarters down the road.
I mean, what's nice about this right now is the idea that you all only played one conference game, so there's a lot of time for you guys to pick things back up. You still got 4 more games of the season, and they're all conference games. You're at Montour Friday, then you're back at home for Newcastle, Aliquippa, and then you end the regular season at Beaver Area. So there's a lot of time, so hopefully you all can pick it up back real quick. Just tell me now, for my audience that doesn't know, Denari and Lorenzo both play wide receiver and defensive back. So for both of you, what's it like playing both sides on the ball?
It's definitely tough. I've been playing both sides of the ball since my sophomore year. And it's just, yeah, it definitely is tough. You got to, throughout practice, just emphasize just getting the conditioning in and getting the reps, like game reps. Our coaches have emphasize just like taking each day as a game, Monday through Thursday, try to go 1-0 in those practices. We can't really take practice for granted, because that's going to set us up for Fridays and be able to perform on those days.
Yeah, like every day I practice, our coach Wilbur, he tells us to burn a calorie, and like that gets us way more prepared for our games, and like it juices us up to burn a calorie, work hard.
Did Nari? Nari might have just cut out on me. Their Wi-Fi must be a little slow right now. Seems to be muted. Anyways, Denari, are you back with me? Well, this is a little awkward right now. I will see if I can get Denari and Lorenzo back up here. I have no idea what happened. Their audio must have cut out. Just checking to make sure everything is fine with them. But as of right now, they have cut out right now. That really doesn't happen that. Really doesn't happen that much, but. Let's see. I think I can get these guys back on. Lorenzo Denari, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we were on our computer, and it looks like the network cut out a little bit, so I'll just go on my phone from here.
All right, all good.
You can hear us and everything, right?
Yeah, Denari, if you can answer my question again about what it was like for you, what's it like for you playing both wide receiver and defensive back on both sides of the ball?
To be honest with you, it's very challenging, but, like, coaches tell us to burn a calorie every day and get the job done, so we got to work hard and work to be able to play both sides of the ball. And just listen to your coach, and just so you can get there.
That's good. And I feel like for both of you, listening to the coaches and doing what they say is how you both can get better. You kind of answer my next question a little bit, though. But if you guys can go more in depth on what I'm about to ask you, with the season, as the season is progressing, what are you both trying to get better at when it comes to your style of play?
For me, I'm just trying to take each rep like it's my last, because it is my senior year, and I'm not taking anything for granted. Each practice, like I said, I'm trying to go like the team is. We're trying to go 1-0. Take every rep, do everything I can to be able to set our team up for success down the road, and just set us up for a good season for the rest of the season.
And for me, it's just like he said, take every rep like it's your last. I want to get better every day to help my team out, because it's only my sophomore year and I still got time to get where I need to be.
Good answers, guys. Good answers. I like what you just said. Lorenzo, I want to switch gears now and talk more about you, Lorenzo, right now.
Yep.
I know individually, I don't know how many other people know, but a lot of people I feel like that are listening to this might be aware that you played your first three seasons of football at Fox Chapel. So if you can, just tell me, how has the adjustment been? Well, this is your first football season at Blackhawk, but you moved last year in the middle of the school year. So tell me, how was the adjustment for you moving schools in the middle of your junior year? And how has it been switching football teams, knowing that you were with this one program for 1 year, and now your last year of high school football, you're with this new school. Tell me how the adjustment has been like for you over this past 6 to 9 months.
It's gone pretty good. Whenever I did move, I started playing basketball. But after basketball, we got into the just like preseason stuff, and I just really took like it was as a team. Like we were really together. We went to this place called Faster. Like pretty much every day. It was definitely hard leaving that school, but at the same time, whenever I came here, they made it a lot easier for me. And I loved how we started real early, and we really had a goal for this season to make it to Hines. And that goal and that work ethic has continued throughout the season. And yeah.
Good to hear. Good to see that you and your team were working hard during the off season to get to where you guys are at right now, fighting to get clinch a playoff spot. So when Lorenzo, going into training camp, some of your teammates might have not known how much of a baller you were at Fox Chapel. Every single person that I work with at Cover 3 Athletics knew what you did at Fox Chapel. So as a senior and someone who is in their first football season at a new school such as yourself, tell me like the type of leadership you're trying to bring and the culture that you're trying to build. Even though it all seems so new to you, you have all these underclassmen looking up at you. So just tell me, yeah, just the leadership you're trying to bring and the culture you're just trying to build during your time in Blackhawk.
Yeah, I haven't got to where I am for no reason. Throughout my high school career, I believe I worked pretty hard, and just coming in as a senior, I tried to emphasize that as well, to show the younger guys, the young underclassmen, and just the whole team that if we're going to have a goal and we're going to try to get somewhere, that we have to work extremely hard to get there. And yeah, just basically just show everybody that we can't just go out and do it. It even comes back to, like I said, the Monday through Thursday, every day, every practice I come, try to do every rep like it's my last, and just really emphasize the work ethic to get to achieve our goals.
Yeah, Lorenzo, it doesn't surprise me how your teammates are feeding off your energy. I'm not surprised that they're listening to you, because it's not like you're it's not like you were some scrub senior coming out of nowhere telling like these other Blackhawk players what to do. Though I'm pretty sure darn well that before you even came to Blackhawk, before you transferred to Blackhawk, I should say, I think a lot of your current teammates actually knew who you were just based on what you were doing at Fox Chapel. So I wouldn't be so shocked if the your other teammates were thinking to themselves, okay, we got Lorenzo, he transferred, don't know how, but thank God he transferred, so we're gonna do what he says, though, because his stats are good and he has an offer right now. So that's, yeah, so I'm not surprised really that your teammates are listening to you, Lorenzo.
For sure. I mean, coming in, yeah, I am a player who I am, but at the same time, I wasn't just going to come in and act all big dog or anything. I still wanted to show that to be a player that people believe to be I am, you still have to work, still have to come to practice every day, do everything you can. And I believe that has spilled off onto some other players in our team, and our coaches understand that as well. And I just believe in them too as well with that.
Good to hear. I want to talk about one more thing about you. Back in February, I think it was like the 19th, something like that. I think it was the 19th. If I'm wrong, it's whatever. But you received your first Division I offer from Old Dominion University. And it's your only offer that I know of. If there's any more, please correct me. But just tell me, what has the recruiting process been like for you so far?
I actually have another offer from Livingston College. It's a HBCU school. Other than that, I bet you know, in the season, it's a little bit difficult with coaches having their own seasons as well. So for me, with recruiting, I'm just trying to go out and do everything I can, both sides of the ball, to be able to show these coaches that I can play Division I football. And it's been hard not having the most or the best recruitment, but I know that I believe in what I can do. So, like I said, I just go out each week, do everything I can, and hopefully God will take me where I want to be.
That's good to hear. Really is. I honestly feel like you deserve more offers right now. Any other schools, though, that are, like, reaching out to you and just having, like, the small conversations, any of them that you would like to know?
I've talked to Kent State a little bit, Pitt, New Hampshire a little bit, and a couple other schools, but it's been real brief. I've just sent my film, have some conversation with them, asked how their season went, asked how my season went. But mainly just brief conversations. And I just, for me, I feel like I need to perform a little bit better, but at the same time, I still have had some conversation with them. So hopefully down the line and after the season, we can take a look at my senior film and go from there.
Yeah, so when it comes to, I guess, your commitment, it's not going to be anytime soon. We're going to wait till after the season, I'm guessing, huh, Lorenzo?
Yeah, I had some thoughts about committing to Old Dominion in the middle of the season, but some things didn't go my way the best way. So I believe that in my best interest, I'm just going to wait until after the season and just focus on the season and performing the way I think I can perform. And hopefully with some team success down the road in the playoffs and everything, I could get some more looks and everything. So
that's good to hear. I think you're making a smart choice, Lorenzo, in my opinion. So congrats to you on that. Denari, we'll switch gears to you. You're only a sophomore, but I've heard some praise about you from some of my other people that are really into high school sports, such as high school football, as much as I am. I heard you were toe-to-toe with Lamont in the first half. People say he could be the future of the team as well. People are saying they're not comparing you to Lorenzo, but they feel like you can bring that type of energy just like Lorenzo as you get older too. And you already are to begin with as a sophomore, but we're going to be seeing more of you as your high school career has gone on. So as an underclassman right now, Denari, what with the starting position that you have on the team, how important is it for you to play at the best of your abilities?
Well, yeah, starting as a sophomore, it's really not easy. It's actually a really big role. And, like, I have to go to practice and just work hard and then go to the games and show that I'm able to play with these big dudes, these big receivers, these fast receivers. And then, like, my biggest challenge at practice is Lorenzo. Every day, we go toe-to-toe every day. He gets me sometimes, but it's a fun experience to go against him because he's making me better. He's really a good leader, and it's like, yeah, that's my teammate.
Yeah, I mean, Denari, I'm not going to lie to you, Lorenzo transferring to Blackhawk, there's no reason how that doesn't help you in any way, because you have a Division I recruit pushing you every single day, and I'm not trying to diss on anything, but not the most Division I players to come out Blackhawk, but Lorenzo's going to be one of them when it's all said and done, and you eventually can be one too because of the idea that he's just training you and helping you. So that is very, I can consider that kind of a blessing. I would call it a blessing. I don't know how you would want to describe it though, but I feel like overall it's really good. It's really good. Any schools showing interest in you right now? Giving you the little small talks as well or not yet?
I mean, I've got a little bit of some letters, but, like, that's about it. I haven't really talked to any schools yet because I'm only a sophomore and, like, I can't really talk to, like, the big schools yet. So I'm just waiting on my time and hopefully God blesses me soon.
Hey, at least you're getting the letters, though. Don't sleep at that. That's really important as well.
Right.
So let's talk about you guys push each other. You guys talked about that already, though. But what's it like having each other as teammates? Denari, when Lorenzo came in, and Lorenzo, when you go one on one with Denari every single day, just tell me the relationship. I mean, from what you guys told me, you guys are with each other right now. So just tell me the relationship and friendship that both of you have.
Yeah. When I found out that he was coming to Blackhawk, I got a whole different excitement. Like, I was pumped because, like, I knew during practice he was going to make me better every day. And then, like, every time I guard him in practice, it's just fun. It, like, smiling and goofing around. But then there's times when we're serious. But then other than that, it's just a fun experience being his teammate and just going out there and having fun with him every day.
Yeah, knowing what Denari's trying to achieve and knowing how what I bring to the table, I just try to push him every day, and it wouldn't be a credit to him to not go out and try to push him and make him a better player. So I just, like he said, we go out, we go at it a little bit, but at the end of the day, I know it's going to make him better, and that's really all I can ask for is to make other people better and get them to where they want to be as well.
That's wonderful. That's not just wonderful, that's beautiful, the responses that both of you just gave me. So besides football, what other things do you guys like to do as friends outside of football? Anything at all? Just tell me a little something.
We go to get some food sometimes. Our favorite spot is probably Jerry's. I don't know if you know anything about that, but it's the I didn't know about it coming here, but he actually put me on a little bit, and it's our favorite spot, and I'd say that's our something we do a lot for sure.
Yes, sir. We're actually about to go to a concert together. We're planning on going to a Lil Baby concert that's coming up this Saturday.
Yeah. Man, lucky. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to get some of my boys to go. They're kind of like, nah. I'm like, what? I'm like, screw you guys. yeah, that's good to hear. The friendship that you guys have, Jerry's, is that only like a Beaver County thing?
See, yeah, I like I said, I didn't hear about it until I came here. It seems like it's on like Beaver County like thing. It's like a curbside, like a Sonic in a way, and yeah, it's basically one of its own kind. So. And it's good for sure.
I would have never known that. I mean, I live in Allegheny County, and there's none of that around where I live. I'm from the South Coast too, exactly. So it's like, what? If I ever travel to Beaver again, I gotta keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely hit that up for sure.
Okay, so tell me, next question I have for both of you. It's involving one of your teammates, senior quarterback. Carson Davidson throws the football to both of you every single Friday night under the lights. So, tell me, what's it like having him throw you the football?
It's great for sure. It definitely sucked not having him in the past two games. I don't know if you knew that or not, but mm-hmm. Our sophomore quarterback stepped up for sure. But at the same time, Carson's a great leader. Like I said before, throughout the off season, we worked really hard coming in. I think I've built a great relationship with him as well, and he's a really good player that I don't think a lot of people know about, and I think a lot more people should know about for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a bunch of other players that, you know, I'm gonna start naming some people. I feel like more people on your team should know. I think more people needed to know about you, Denari. Dante Capanna, I don't know if that's how you pronounce his last name, but He can be really something too. A couple other linemen that I really like, personally. I can't think of right off the top of my head. I don't know how to pronounce Wyatt's last name though. He's a pretty big dude if you ask me.
Yeah, and another player, Carson Hagathorn, our other taller receiver, 6'5". I think he doesn't get a lot of props that he should. He's a great receiver, great linebacker as well. That's just another name I can name.
Lorenzo, it's like you were reading my mind right now. And this is my next question now for both of you. If you guys don't want to answer this, that's fine. But I'm kind of curious about where this is coming from. Denari, are you close with Lamont Payne or not? Because it seems like he really likes you on Twitter. Correct me if I'm wrong. Are you guys actually friends or you just know each other from football?
Well, we just know each other from football.
I know you guys definitely know this. If you guys don't want to answer this, that's fine though, but I have no idea what Lamont was upset about, I don't know what he was upset about Carson Hagathorn about. I have no idea if it was just some trash talk or if I just have no idea, but like I saw Lamont's Instagram stories and Lamont was just trying to make fun of your teammate like left and right. Any comment on that whatsoever or not?
I mean, I just think it's a part of the game. It may have gotten a little out of hand and got to social media, but at the same time, competitors, like Lamont and Carson, they both sometimes just don't they not let things go, and it spilled onto social media. But at the same time, I think they have mutual respect for each other. And at the end of the day, it just comes down to being a competitor, and it just comes from football.
Interesting that you say that. It doesn't have to be between Carson and Lamont. Any trash talking at all between both schools before that game?
I just came to Blackhawks, so there's a lot of different rivalries that have, are through each team. There was a little bit, but it came down to on the field, just going out and performing, and there was a little bit on the field, but at the end of the day, there definitely was mutual respect, because that was a good football team. They have good football players, and I think they know that we're a good football team as well, and we have some good players as well.
Okay, interesting to hear. So, now that we got all the funny stuff out the way, let's talk about someone serious, and that's your team's head coach, Zach Hayward. Zach Hayward has, he's coached a lot of good players before even you guys showed up in high school, and he doesn't probably get as much credit as he deserves because of the idea that he's just not getting you guys to whip your championships left and right compared to somebody like Bill Chirpak, who coaches at Thomas Jefferson. And it just kind of sucks, though, because the coaches that are impacting these students and making them better, not only football players, but better human beings, they're not getting respected because of the rings and records, though. Not saying Bill Chirpak's not doing that either. He's turning some boys into men, too, though. But I feel like he's getting benefit. I feel like he's just getting more attention right now just based on these rings, though. But, so just tell me, both of you, what's it like having him as a head coach?
Yeah, like you said, I don't think Coach Hayward gets enough props as he does. He, throughout practice, throughout the season, he tells us we're a family, tells us we got to get better every day, and he is the main reason why a lot of our success comes from it, and just the whole coaching staff. He brings that upon them as well. I definitely don't think he gets enough props just because of the past, but I don't know much about that because I just came here. But he definitely doesn't get enough credit because he's a great coach. We have a great coaching staff, and I definitely think that they're making me a better man and setting me up for the future because I'm becoming a man as well.
Yeah, like he said, I really don't think Coach Hayward gets enough credit because, like, for my team, he does so much for my team that I don't think any other head coach would do for their team. Like, he makes sure our grades are good, and he makes sure we eat and everything. Like, before we lift on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we always have a study hall, and we always have to get our work done before we go lift. And he always says school before everything, family, then school, then football. He tells us to put everything before it so we could get there and just play and have fun. But I do think Coach needs a lot more credit.
Study hall, Denari. Study hall. That's what you just said. So, correct. So, if I had to guess, after school ends, you all as a football team take, like, what, half an hour to go into, like, a room or something and do homework? Is that what you meant by that?
Yes.
You guys joking? Or is that true?
It's true.
100% true.
Oh, my goodness. Where do you guys do this homework at?
The lunchroom.
Now, what happens if you guys don't have homework? Is that literally just, like, okay, like, just do your own thing for 30 minutes then?
Nope. No. You gotta watch film.
Okay, so Denari and Lorenzo, tell me, most of the time, are you doing school? Are you doing schoolwork, or are you actually like watching film?
I'm doing schoolwork most of the time. My dad really gets on me as well as my coaches, but mainly my dad. He doesn't play about the grades or anything, and he knows where I'm trying to get to. So he tells me that those are going to help me as well. So, yeah, no, I do my schoolwork in there for sure.
Yeah, like he said, straight schoolwork. all I do in my schoolwork and study hall, because I know if I don't get my schoolwork done, then I'm not going to do it when I get home. So I have no choice.
That's funny. Wow, study hall. That's a new one, my guys. That's really... So is most of the team on a daily basis, are they doing actually schoolwork or watching film? Because, if you... not going to lie, if you got a conference championship on the line, and, I know, school... Did they leave? What? They actually dipped. Once again, I think we got another connection error. I should be, they should come back shortly again. And here they are. Lorenzo, Denari, we'll see
what... My dad called me and I tried to end it and not answer him, but it did the opposite, so.
All good, Lorenzo, all good. It is absolutely fine. We were talking about the study hall. Okay, so yeah, it's like, okay, so you got a conference championship on the line. Say you guys are in that position. And there's some schoolwork you got to do, but it's like conference championship and just... And it's like, what would you rather have? Just watch film for a conference championship or study for some quiz that's just worth only 10 points, though? Like, what are you choosing, though?
Like we said, Coach Hayward definitely emphasizes school first, family first, and that's just going to come with the game. But at the same time, we still, after that study hall, after we lift, if we have time before practice, we get a little bit of film in with the team, and then we go out and get our work in. So it's not like we're not getting any of the work in or watching the film that we don't need to. We're still doing everything we can, and I just think that just shows that the difference in how much a great program that Blackhawk and Coach Hayward has really emphasized. And yeah, we still get everything in for sure.
That's good, guys. That's really good. So without giving away any secrets, what do you think your team has to do this week to go on the road and beat Montour and win your first conference game of the season?
We like I said, we've emphasized just coming out each practice and taking each rep, finishing each rep. That was a suggestion that I gave to the team that I think, like I said, in the third quarter, we've been outscored, and that's an emphasis for us. We're just making sure that we're doing the little things in the huddle. We're actually getting in the huddle. We're finishing plays to the whistle. Those first half, we're doing real well, but towards the end, it may seem like we're slowing down a little bit. So throughout practice, we're just trying to make sure that doesn't happen. And I think once we fix that, and we're fixing that this week, you'll see it on Friday for sure.
Yes. Yeah. For us to win our first conference game, I really just think we need to go out there and play Blackhawk football and just fight and fight and fight until the last whistle blows and just go out there and have fun.
Yeah, another thing is one of our coaches, our defensive coordinator, Coach Lev, he used to tell us that you may get punched in a fight, but it's how you respond. And throughout the season, I definitely think we've gotten punched, but I don't think that anybody can take away that we've gone back up, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to wave a white flag. We're going to keep pushing, keep doing it, and you'll be able to see that throughout down the road.
That's good. I wish you both good luck on Friday. Now, the fun questions I have for both of you. Let's start. In your high school career, who is the toughest player you ever had it gone against? Denari, I'll start with you.
The best football player I've ever played against is definitely Landon Alexander.
Landon Alexander, Central Valley running back. Okay. Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Let me think.
I'd probably say Landon. Yeah. I haven't played a player like him in my past 2 years, and definitely him.
Lorenzo, you took a long time. You were like, yeah, no one's really that good as me, but I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. Next question for both of you. Which team that isn't on your schedule this season do you wish you all could have played?
Do you want to go?
Yeah, think about this one.
For me, I guess you could say Fox Chapel.
That's the answer I was looking for, Lorenzo. No, not really. I didn't care what you said, though, but it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
A team that I really want to play is Central Catholic, because, like, I just want to see how good that team really is. Because, by the way, the media makes it, they make it seem like that team is just, like, unbeatable. And, like, I just want to see how good that team really is and see if they really push us and make us play football.
Another team for me is probably Quaker Valley. I have a close friend from there, and they're 3A, I think, and we're 4A, so it was pretty close, but I'd probably want to play them too.
Makes sense. Some guy that Lorenzo was talking to earlier this calendar year was what's his name? Roman Mason. Fox Chapel.
Yeah.
Misses you. He was kind of upset that you left, but he knew your situation at hand, so he had to accept that, though. So I don't think he would mind trying to tackle you once in a while.
Yeah, he's my boy.
And
he's a good player as well.
Yeah, and Denari, honestly, that's a good... I liked your answer, Central Catholic. Let me tell you why. At the beginning of this podcast episode, I was telling my audience that they beat Seneca Valley 35-0. Okay, on Friday, and I filmed that game, right? And
yeah.
Central Catholic dominated them for 4 minutes. And after those 4 minutes, Seneca Valley was toe-to-toe with them every single time. And you're like, what? They lost 35-0? Yeah, because yeah. Central Catholic dominated those 4 minutes. And when I was filming and just thinking about it on the drive home, I was just... The only thing I was thinking to myself is what coaches probably tell all their players all the time is that you got to play a full 48 minutes. 44 minutes isn't going to be enough because the other four, if you don't play well, you're going to get beat, and that's what happened with Seneca Valley. But they played really good the other 44 minutes, and I'm not even from those two schools, but I'm going to tell you the truth, and that's what I saw.
Yeah.
So if you guys would be able to play a good 48 minutes, who knows what you guys could do as well, though, because Seneca Valley, as I said, really just 4 minutes, they didn't play well. And they're a very big school, like the second biggest school in the Whippoorwill behind NA. So you never know.
Yeah, so, for sure.
In the first 4 weeks of the NFL season, tell me who would you both choose as MVP right now?
Cardinals quarterback. Kyle Murray.
Oh yeah, I gotta go with Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I probably would too, to be honest. He's carrying the squad for
yes,
sure.
Yes.
You guys are good at football, and you also know your stuff, though, because if someone asked me that same question, too, that's who I'm saying, too. Only quarterback right now that has a 4-0 record. Good answer, guys. There wasn't the right answer, but...
Yeah.
But you guys know what you're talking about. Awesome. Sure. Before our game, what song can get both of you hyped up?
Dreams and Nightmares. Jeep Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill.
Yes. What he just said. Yes.
You know, I need to start hanging out with both of you, honestly. You guys literally know, like, what's up. And, like, that song gets me... Whenever I was in high school playing sports, that song would get me hyped, too. But, like, before the Super Bowl between the Patriots and Eagles, though, when I heard that song, it gave me chills. I don't know if you guys watched that game as well. That song literally gave me chills. I'm like, whoa. I was like, I just knew, like, no matter what Tom Brady did, and he threw over 500 passing yards in that game, I was like, no matter what happens, Philadelphia is just going to find a way to win this game, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I know Nick Foles, I like Nick Foles, and I give him credit, though, but I give that song credit, too, for hyping them up. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do.
They definitely off that for sure.
All right. Out of everyone on your team, who would you say is the funniest? And you guys cannot say yourselves.
I'd probably say Carson Heckathorn or his little brother, Tyler Heckathorn.
Yeah. Carson Heckathorn or his little brother.
Okay. Carson, I want to hear you come. I want you to come on this podcast and tell some jokes sometime. See if you can make me laugh. And favorite class that you are both taking right now?
Probably Algebra 3.
My flight chemistry.
Oh, you're tripping. Oh, my gosh.
You guys must not have study halls during the day, huh? No, I'm kidding. Okay, and finally, my last question for both of you. From here on out, what are your team's goals, and why should more people pay attention to Blackhawk football as the regular season progresses?
Our goals haven't changed since February. Like I said, we're not going to wave a white flag. We're still trying to make it to Hines. That's what Coach Hayward has emphasized, and that's what our team wants. The reason why you should pay attention to Blackhawk football is because I believe it's different. Coming from Allegheny County to Beaver County, I think there's definitely something different. And just this team, their will to win, the family behind it, it's different. And it's just going to only get better from here.
Yeah, like he said, our goal is just to get to Hines Field. And another goal for us is to get better every day. And, like, I wouldn't really just want to talk about the Blackhawk football. We got to talk about the Blackhawk community. We, in my opinion, I think we have one of the best communities in the Whippoorwill. Like, I'm a transfer student, too. I came from Beaver Falls. And, like, before I went to Blackhawk, I never had this. Like, I have bonds I've never had before. I have things I've never had before. I got closer with way more people. It's just different up here. It's a great experience. Like,
I can say the same thing coming, like I said, coming from Allegheny County and coming here. It just looking up in the stands, I don't know if I played in front of that many people before. Just having that many people behind me, knowing the whole community's behind us, it feels amazing.
Wow. First of all, guys, I would like to thank you for taking time out of your probably busy school night to just come here and talk to me about Blackhawk football and what the sport, what the coaches, what your teammates have meant to all of you. And I wish you all luck from here on out, though. There's a whole lot of season ahead of us. Very, very good games that you guys will all be competing in. From here on out, as I said earlier, but just to remind my audience once again, Beaver is at Montour this week, then at home for the next two games against Newcastle, Aliquippa schools that really close to them, and then they play at Beaver to end the regular season. So, guys, really just appreciate you guys taking time just to talk. And anything else you would like to say?
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and just definitely look out for Blackhawk in these next couple weeks.
Just like he said, thank you, and just keep watching us.
We will. Go Cougars, right?
Yes, sir.
Go Cougars. All right. I'm going to let you both go. You guys have a great rest of your night. Good luck on Friday. You know what you guys have to do. Just get the job done.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And then maybe you guys can go to, what is that place called? Jerry's after the game?
Yep.
And get lit or do something crazy there. But you guys can only do that if you guys win. So, yeah, if you guys want to have fun, that's what you got to do. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace out, Lorenzo, Denar. You guys have a great rest of your night.
Thank you, you too.
That, ladies and gentlemen, that was Denari Harris and Lorenzo Jenkins, Blackhawk football players. They are looking to win their first conference game of the season and improve to 1-1 in the conference, improve their overall record to 3-4. Well, before I wrap this up, I just want to talk about some games that I feel like if you are all not doing anything on Friday night, I recommend you guys go to some high school games, some games I would recommend going to. Blackhawk at Montour. The Montour's a very good football team, too. So, Blackhawk, I mean, they seem like they got their stuff together, though, but Montour does as well. That's going to be a really good game in the Parkway Conference. Another game in that conference, which is going to be a show, in my opinion, Aliquippa at Chartiers Valley, Donovan Walker versus Lamont Payne. That I think that could be a conference championship game on the line, too. I really do. They're considered right now the two best teams. I think if you ask Lorenzo and Denari, they probably hear that a lot, but they want to change that. But that's going to be a good game. I will be at that game on Friday night. Of course, you know my alma mater. Got to be back for homecoming. Hopefully, I get some good film for that game. So that's where I'll be at on Friday. And if you're not going to there, Central Catholic at Mount Lebanon. Man, that's another conference championship game right there. And yes, it's only the second conference for Central Catholic, that's their fourth. Why did I say it was their second? That is their fourth conference game. And for Mount Lebanon, it's I think they're fourth too. Yes, there is their fourth. They're both 3-0 in conference right now. That's a conference championship on the line. So many star players. I can go on. Donovan Hines, JD Younger, Dev Barron, Alex Texa, Eli Heidenreich, Joey Daniels. I can go on and on all day, though, but that's going to be really good. North Hills at Penn Hills. That could be good. Sean Green, Julian Duggar. That could be interesting. Oh, another game. Gateway at Penn Trafford, 7:30 kickoff. Man, the smack talk that both schools have had on each other this week, if you look on social media, unreal. That game could be a bloodbath. And you think, really? Yes, because the rivalry that both those schools have. Another game that I think will be good as well, Bethel Park at South Fayette. Max Blanc still trying to show everyone why Youngstown State recruited him, while Landon Lutz is trying to show everybody that South Fayette is truly quarterback you, and no matter who you put under center, he's gonna ball, and that's what Landon's doing right now. Thomas Jefferson at Laurel Highlands. Another week in which Ronnie Gallagher is facing a tough team. He lost 56-14 at the Beach last week. This week he's at home against the defending two-time Whippy Owen State champions, Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. That's going to be good as well. Greensburg-Salem at Armstrong. I think you see the pattern right now. There's a lot of good QB matchups this week, and Greensburg-Salem is at Armstrong. It's another one. Hayden Teska versus Caden Olson. Caden Olson, our Week 5 Player of the Week. So we should see them bowl out. Avonworth at Ambridge, that could be interesting too. Central Valley at Keystone Oaks. Keystone Oaks, they got to play Central Valley. Who's going to stop Landon Alexander? Will it be Keystone Oaks? Maybe, maybe not. Hopefully, somehow, some way, Stowe Rocks and Sarah Catholic somehow play each other, because their opponents canceled against each other. And my goodness, if those two schools are able to play each other this week, that would be something special. It really would. It really just would. So, man, I can't believe, I don't know why that song just played. Anyway, for everyone, for myself, I'm Bryn Taro. Thank you for listening to another episode of Cover 3 Athletics Podcast. I hope you all have a great rest of your night. Stay safe out there. A lot of good Whippy Owen football this week. And that's it. That's really it. Hope you all have a great rest of your night, and thank you for listening.